He denies their relationship.
We started dating in January of 2009.
We never dated at all. She was a one-night stand.
Shh. Not nice.
Denies she loaned him money.
I think you took advantage, sir.
I think I was offered something, and I thought I was doing the right thing.
I think you took advantage.
And denies he's going to be a dad.
What do you think she owes you after leaving her pregnant with a $4,000 debt?
Pregnancy relevant, because who knows if it's mine?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Susan Hellman is suing her ex-boyfriend, 25-year-old Anthony Acevedo, for a loan to attend flight school.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 174 on the calendar, the matter of Hellman versus Acevedo.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Hellman, the defendant was your boyfriend. You foolishly put down some money for him because he wanted to be a pilot.
Yes, Your Honor.
He started... He started flight school and decided he didn't like it.
That's correct.
Dropped out. You had paid half the tuition of $6,000-some-odd. You got a partial refund. You still owed $4,000, and I think that you put it on your credit card. Is that right?
That's correct.
You'd like him to take care of that bill?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the money you owe her.
Okay.
What made you think you would make a good pilot? Try standing up on your own two feet.
I thought I was going to be a good pilot because I was in the Coast Guard, so I had a lot of experience with it, and that's what I wanted to do.
What kind of education did you have?
I have a business degree, business management.
You got a bachelor's degree?
Yes.
So you wanted to be a pilot, you had all the prerequisites. All you didn't have was the money?
Yes.
So let me hear.
Well,
don't look there. Now, so far you've been looking right at me.
The only thing, all I needed was the money, and she said that she would do that. So.
No, she said she would do that. Usually starts out with, I want to be a pilot, I don't have the money, I want to take out a loan, something like that, right?
Yes.
So let's see how it started.
Well, she came to me stating she was pregnant, said I was the father. So at the time, I was moving back to Maryland. I was no longer going to stay in California. And I told her, I said, I don't have a career here anymore. My career is going to be in Maryland. Well, she says, well, what can I do to make you stay? And I said, well, I've always wanted to be a pilot. She said, okay, well, I'll fund it for you and send you to pilot school. And that was pretty much it. That was the agreement.
Absolutely not.
Go ahead, let me hear.
Basically, when I found out that I was pregnant, Anthony had said he wanted to try to make this work. And
how long had you been seeing Anthony?
We started dating in January of 2009.
No, absolutely not. We never dated at all. She was a one-night stand.
Shh. Not nice.
Okay.
Did you ever live together?
We did after I found out that I was pregnant.
Before?
Not before.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
How old are you?
25.
So, tell me how it worked. You weren't living together, not planning a future together. You became pregnant, and he said...
Anthony was actually very excited. He wanted to start a family. He was very adamant about the fact that he wanted to be able to provide for me and the baby. He didn't want me to work when the baby came. And in order to do so, he wanted to get a career.
He's 25 years old. Go ahead.
So he decided that he wanted to go to flight school and he wanted to get a loan, but he had poor credit. And then he asked me to be a co-signer. So I agreed reluctantly because of the baby and thought we had a future together, trying to make this work. He was denied the loan and asked me if I would maybe carry the loan so that in a couple months he could clear up his credit and then he would take over the loan.
How was he going to take over the loan if he was in flight school?
Well, he was going to make the payments and get a part-time job as well. And in 12 weeks, supposedly, he was going to be able to work.
Be able to work at what?
Be able to teach. And
teach
as a pilot.
Don't be ridiculous, Ms. Hellman. You're not foolish. That doesn't make sense to me. How much was this loan?
The loan was going to be for $90,000. But Anthony was talking about getting married and starting a future together, and I thought for the sake of the baby, then we would try to work on this together. He was eager to start school and couldn't get the loan, wasn't supposed to go through for another month, and that's when he asked me to put the start of the tuition, which is $6,000, on the credit card so he could start school immediately and get done with this process.
And how was he supposed to pay for that? Your credit card and the loan. How was he supposed to pay for that while he was in school full time?
When the loan, well, he was also going to be able to work. Part-time as well.
Part-time work would just about take care of Anthony, not repay a $90,000 loan, Ms. Hellman. That doesn't make sense. What do you do for a living?
I am a horse trainer.
You make a living at that?
I do.
Well, then, if you're a businesswoman, make a business at that, you know very well that Anthony, working part-time, is not going to pay back a $90,000 loan.
No, sounds to me, be sounds over 30 years.
Yeah.
A 30-year loan. So I think over time, that was the we could make the original payments for the payments due. And then when he got out of flight school, he'd be able to pay for the loan. It didn't work out.
How many weeks did you go to school?
3 weeks.
What happened?
Didn't like it.
He didn't even finish 2 weeks.
I got very claustrophobic, and I couldn't stand being in the plane.
Okay.
He then decided he wanted to open up a smoothie store instead. So he still wanted the loan to open up a smoothie store because he still wanted a business, something of his own, to provide.
And?
The loan never ended up coming through.
And?
And so he basically said, I'll pay you back.
No, not basically, I'll pay you back.
He said, I'll pay you back.
Did you tell her that?
No.
What'd you tell her?
I didn't tell her anything. You know, with the time that we had our break apart, we split up, then I started getting irate text messages, oh, you're gonna give me my money, I'm throwing your stuff out, blah, blah, blah. And that was when the time that I was aware of that she wanted money from me. So it was after the fact.
We had this agreement, we were supposed to...
Just a second. How long did you live with her, Mr. Acevedo?
I would say it was no longer than a month.
It's actually 2 months. We were supposed to get an apartment together.
You're a little older than he is, should have known better.
Absolutely. But with
Absolutely.
A baby on the way, it changes things a little bit. So
well, I understand that. You should have also been smart enough not to get yourself in that situation with somebody who was 25 and didn't have a future.
I actually didn't know he was 25 at the time.
What?
I didn't know he was 25 at the time. He told me he was 31.
She never asked. We met a couple times drunk, so how would she know?
Just a second.
I actually asked him more than once.
Whatever.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So far, I'm not loving you, Mr. Acevedo. First, I started to feel a little sorry for you. Now I don't feel sorry for you at all.
And later today...
So then you pushed her.
Well, try to get her off of me. She was on top of me.
How did she get on top of you?
I don't know. Ask her.
No, Ms. Lindstrom, we're not playing with each other.
Okay.
I mean, you want me to throw you out now, or you want me to continue with this case?
Continue.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Susan Hellman says... The father of her unborn child, Anthony Acevedo, owes for a loan to attend flight school. Anthony is countersuing for the return of his property.
What stuff do you think she has that belongs to you, Mr. Acevedo?
She has numerous items. At the time, I had...
First of all, let's discuss the fact, Mr. Acevedo,
yes.
that you left her with a $4,000 debt because you got claustrophobia after not being able to realize your dream. Now... You don't look like a bad young man, Mr. Acevedo.
Thank you.
So, what do you think she owes you, Mr. Acevedo, after leaving her pregnant with a $4,000 debt?
The pregnancy relevant, because it's not even, who knows if it's mine.
I don't know that at all either. And nobody will know that until sometime later,
exactly.
when I certainly advise you, Mr. Acevedo, to take a DNA test.
Absolutely.
I wish the baby wasn't his.
Thank you.
I certainly advise you to do that. That's a wise thing for a young man to do.
Yes.
To be certain. But whether it's that's accurate or not, there was a point that you believed her because you moved into her home.
Yes.
And you took money from her.
Yes.
Now, I want you to tell me, Mr. Acevedo, what you think she owes you after you left her with a $4,000 debt.
She owes me $4,400 for my belongings that were taken from me.
Tell me.
She owes me for a dog that was $650, my
watch. What did you do with the dog? Let me hear what you did with the dog.
The dog, when I brought the dog back to her place where we lived in, she had a roommate. Her roommate didn't like the dog, disapproved of it. So what I did is I took, we had an agreement with the people we bought it from that I could leave the dog there until we moved into the new place.
What kind of dog was it?
A mixture of a Mastiff and a Great Dane.
Just what everybody needs.
It was cute, so cute.
Very good. And you paid for the dog?
Yes.
How much?
$650.
Why did you buy a dog instead of paying for flight school?
Exactly.
Why'd you buy a dog for?
Because I had the money saved and she was paying for everything else, so.
Forget it. Forget it.
It was a gift to me.
Hey! You want me to throw out your case? I mean, I probably will anyway, but do you want me to throw it out just because you're interrupting?
No, Your Honor.
Very good. Forget the dog. Did you sell the dog?
I gave the dog away.
Did you sell the dog?
No.
You picked it up from the breeder?
Hey. Yes. Yes, I picked it up from the breeder.
You're from the breeder and you gave it to somebody?
Yes.
Why did you just leave it with the breeder?
Because there were no refunds. and I had to pick up the dog, do something
Why?
With it.
Why? Breida would have sold the dog to somebody else.
Well, I thought I was trying to be responsible, do the right thing, and give it to a good home.
You know something? I don't believe a word you're saying.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't believe a word you're saying. Because the breeder could have... You didn't pay for the dog. He paid for the dog. Leave the dog with the breeder. Instead, he picked up the dog, and according to you, you gave it away to somebody else. The breeder could have sold it to somebody else.
I did, because we were in the process of moving, and I was working and moving, and I didn't know what else to do. So I had to give the dog away.
He had already brought the dog to the breeder. The dog wasn't in your house.
Because I was trying to keep
the dog. All right, fine. We are deducting, in the event that I'm not saying I am, because I don't believe you, but in the event that I would award you any money for this flight school, I'm deducting $650 from it. Next.
And I also
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. What else do you think she owes you?
I let her have, or let her borrow $1,000 for the apartment that we were going to move into as a down payment
Just
that I never
second,
moved into.
Just a second. You had another $1,000?
Yes.
And another $1,000 saved?
Yes.
That you didn't put in for your flight school?
Yes. That I used for the apartment that we were moving
Very
into.
Very good. That you don't get back either. Go ahead. What else do you think she owes you for? So far, I'm not loving you, Mr. Acevedo. First, I started to feel a little sorry for you. Now I don't feel sorry for you at all.
From the items she threw out of her house that supposedly got stolen, I had my laptop was in there, clock radio, a motorcycle jacket, supplements that I purchased, jeans, shorts, my boxing equipment, and there was also pilot supplies that were originally on the credit card that she had on her property that should have been taken off of the refund.
Mr. Acevedo?
Yes.
Ms. Hellman called you and told you to come and get your stuff, correct?
I was in L.A.
Just
when
a
she
second.
Called me. Yes.
She called you and told you to come and get your stuff. What were you doing in L.A.?
I was working.
Where were you working?
I worked for a buddy of mine in L.A. Putting up solar panels.
And where does she live?
She lives down in Encinitas.
And how long does it take you to get there?
Probably about 2.5, 3 hours with traffic.
Right. And she told you to come and pick up your stuff on what day?
It was Saturday.
And when did you get there?
Monday.
Well, that's too much time, sir. That's 48 hours, not two.
How can you throw so many stuff out with trash bags on the side of the road?
I don't know how she did it, but she did it, Mr. Acevedo. She's still out a whole bunch of money.
So am I. I'm actually out more money than she is.
No, that's too bad. That's too bad. I think you took advantage, sir.
I think I was offered something, and I thought I was doing the right thing.
I think you took advantage, Mr. Acevedo.
You're a
young man. You're a young man. She may be an older gal. And maybe she wanted to get pregnant.
I'm a younger-looking man, and she took advantage of me, trying to trap me in.
I don't think anybody takes advantage of you, Mr. Acevedo, because so far you had $1,650 that you could have put towards your own flight school, if that's what you wanted to do, if that was your passion in life, to try it out.
And she offered to pay for the flight school, so I didn't have to.
You're trying to talk over me, Mr. Acevedo?
No,
right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You were out of control.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, sure you were. You were furious about something. What were you furious about? You used the word confront. What were you furious about?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Susan Hellman says, the father of her unborn child, Anthony Acevedo, owes for a loan to attend flight school. Anthony is countersuing for the return of his property.
What'd you do with his computer?
I put all the things out on Saturday night.
Out where?
Out right by the courtyard, so it wasn't on the street. It was right outside of our apartment.
Why didn't you hold on to it?
I couldn't. I needed to get out of the room. I was in the process of moving also. My roommate had somebody else moving
just to
in.
Send it. When did you move?
Between the 25th and the end of June. So that week, I was in the process of moving.
And on what date did you put his stuff out?
The 23rd.
The 23rd?
The 23rd,
and you
Saturday
moved between,
night.
And you moved between, I'm speaking, and you moved between when and when?
Actually, I started that weekend. I had the whole week to move.
And you put his stuff out on Saturday night?
Yes.
Well, that's unreasonable, Ms. Hellman.
He also didn't come get it for 4 days. On the third day,
doesn't
I have text
any,
messages. That
doesn't
saying,
make any
get,
difference. You
get your
put
things.
His stuff, hey, you put his stuff out and you had no right to do that. You were angry? You had no right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And did he have a computer in there?
Yes, he did.
You're not going to get any money, Ms. Hellman. And you're not going to get any money either. Sounds to me as if you both deserve each other. You're awarded $4,000 on your claim. You're awarded $4,000 on your counterclaim. That washes each other out. Bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She's just mad because she tried to trap me and it didn't work out the way she wanted it to.
He just started going out a lot, not coming home so much.
She's just trying to go after a younger man.
He actually got someone else pregnant in the process while he was living with me.
I don't even know where she got that from.
Well, I'm hoping to move on with my life and support this baby the best way I can.
But, hey, I'm... might be good at something.
And then hopefully have him have nothing to do with it.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Lindstrom versus Hodgin. Step forward, please.
24-year-old Amanda Lindstrom is suing her former best friend and roommate, 25-year-old Crystal Hodgin, for the return of clothes
a security deposit, and an assault.
Ms. Lindstrom, the defendant used to be your friend and your roommate. She's no longer your roommate. That ended badly. You moved out, moved into a new apartment. It is your claim that the defendant owes you for a whole host of things. Some security deposit that you had to pay on a new apartment. You believe she owes you for an assault that took place after you confronted her about some clothing that you think she stole and the property that you claim she stole. She says she owes you absolutely nothing and that the reason you're here is that she sued you for some utility bills in small claims court and was awarded a judgment against you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay the judgment?
I have not.
Interesting. Why didn't she counterclaim on the claim that she made against you in small claims court when she did? So it could have been resolved at one time.
I did file a suit. I was a day late in filing a counterclaim.
And what did they do with it?
I have a court date, and then I came here.
And what do you think that is going to happen when you go there and you see the judge in small claims court? You think that the judge is going to allow you to continue that case if I dismiss the case here?
Probably not.
Why? Because you were late.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't get two chances, two bites of the apple. You're late. However, I'm not hearing any part of this case that has to do with rent, security, or anything of the like. However, the one thing that wasn't adjudicated in her case was an assault, was it?
No.
That's the only thing that I'm going to hear. I'm not going to hear anything else, because when you're late, you're late.
Okay.
So the only thing I'm going to hear from you is this alleged assault. When did it take place and where?
At our apartment on April 15th, 2009.
And when did you move out of the apartment?
April 16th.
So now tell me about the assault.
Well, I came home around 3 o'clock, April 15th.
3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Correct. I confronted her about my missing items.
Tell me about the confronting. Confronting is a conclusion. Where did you go? What did you say?
My bedroom's downstairs. I walked upstairs to where she was in the living room, and I asked her to return my things and how she was getting into my room to steal them, and she said, leave me alone or I'm gonna hit you.
Okay.
And I said, hit me. And she did.
That's not actually what happened here.
Just a second. Let me finish. You're gonna have a turn.
Okay.
Okay, leave me alone or I'm gonna hit you. So she did.
Mm-hmm.
And where did she hit you?
Hit me in my face.
With her hand or with a fist?
I'd probably say hand.
And then what did you do?
Probably hit her back.
Where did you hit her?
Probably in the face.
With what?
My hand.
So she hit you, and then you hit her?
Correct.
And then?
I tried to get her away from me.
How did you do that?
Pushed her away.
So then you pushed her?
Well, tried to get her off of me. She was on top of me.
How did she get on top of you?
I don't know. Ask her.
No, Ms. Lindstrom, we're not playing with each other. I mean, you want me to throw you out now, or you want me to continue with this case?
Continue.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Is what you're telling me that she slapped you, you slapped her, and then you got into a fight?
Correct.
So you were fighting with each other?
Correct.
Okay. So she wasn't punching you and you were doing nothing.
Well,
you were fighting with each other?
Correct. Self-defense. Self-defense.
You want to give me 30 seconds or less on this alleged assault, please? Go ahead.
Okay, I was actually outside on the deck talking to my boyfriend when she ran upstairs yelling and screaming at me to give her her belongings back.
Was she on the phone when you came upstairs?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I told her, I'm on the phone. Can you, you know, excuse me, I'm on the phone. And she continued to yell at me, so I told my boyfriend, you know, I'm gonna have to call you back. She blocked me out on the deck and wouldn't let me in my house, so I pushed her out of the way. She pushed me back, and that's when I punched her, and she punched me. And
that sounds right.
Kind of went back and forth.
You couldn't control yourself. You were out of control, Ms. Lindstrom. You were out of control.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, sure you were, because you went upstairs. She was on the phone. She was on the phone. If you want to have a discussion with your roommate about things that are missing, you wait until she's off the phone. But you couldn't control yourself. You were furious about something. What were you furious about? You used the word confront. What were you furious about?
Her not returning my things, or taking them.
Well, that's what happens. The case is dismissed. That's what the judge is going to do, would do, if you went back to small claims court. You had your day in court. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, She accused me of taking her stuff.
She assaulted me.
And obviously I didn't.
And then I moved out the next day.
Well, we were best friends, and then all of a sudden we're not anymore.
I don't talk to her.
I just hope that I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Her being a...
I'm glad it's over, and I'm gonna move on with my life.